This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time is upon us. 7 after the hour is the time. This is the DJV show. It's Wednesday, December the 20th, and along with me, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. Jennifer says she'll be back tomorrow feeling better. She still has a temperature and a fever. Yeah. Hasn't done anything. Hasn't gone out of the house for 3 or 4 days.
Well, she needs to rest up for Christmas Eve. She's hosting a big shindig, right?
Right. I'm going to star.
Of course you are.
Of course I am, yes. All right, starring in the trending department, Ms. Victoria, is...
Well, from the world of entertainment, Heather North, who you may or may not remember as the voice of Daphne on the original Scooby-Doo, she has passed away, her family said, at the age of 71 after battling a long illness. And interestingly, though, even though Scooby-Doo went off the air, or the original episodes no longer aired, I think, beyond the 70s or maybe the early 80s, she continued to do the role of Daphne in all kinds of various spin-offs. So she actually, there are several generations now who would recognize her voice.
All right, quiz time. Who was the voice of Scooby-Doo?
No idea.
Really? Carrie, you want to take a shot at the voice of Scooby-Doo? She'll look it up.
You mean Scooby-Doo didn't do his own voice? I thought he was real.
Who was Scrappy-Doo's voice? I don't know. Who was Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo was Casey Kasem.
Really?
Yep.
You know what? I do feel like I read that randomly, but I wouldn't have been able to guess it.
Wow. That's interesting. Now, was he already famous and then they asked him to do it, or was it the other way around?
Well, I mean, he was a big voiceover guy, what the business calls people who do advertising or who do eloquent readings of things, do trailers for movies, all that sort of thing. That's a business in and of itself. And he was highly regarded as a voiceover artist, did a lot of commercials. Yeah, the voice on American Top 40 didn't hurt. He was quite a clever disc jockey, actually. Started out in Cleveland. I'm trying to remember what his real name was.
Wait, I need to clarify something.
What?
Casey Kasem was Shaggy. Don Messick, who was a voice actor, was Scooby-Doo.
Oh, is really? Don Messick the movie guy?
I always thought
Wasn't
it was the other
like,
way around.
Movie guy.
You sure? I thought it was the other way around for some reason.
She's the Google queen. I wouldn't question her.
The internet's telling me.
Don't argue with the internet. It knows all.
Actually, wait a second. If you think about it, if you visualize Shaggy's voice, that's totally Casey Kasem. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. All right.
Scooby didn't really say much, right? He did kind of...
So this guy apparently was good at that. He did Scooby-Doo. He did Bam Bam from the Flintstones. He did Astro and the Jetsons. So I think he was just good at voices.
He just does dogs and babies.
Yeah, weird noises.
Would you like to hear Scooby? I know, right? Doug could have done it. Well, would you like to hear one other big trending entertainment story?
I would like to hear another trending entertainment story.
Anyone who watches the E! Network for the last decade has been very familiar with Kat Sadler, who is one of the female co-hosts of E! News. She has just gone public saying she has left her position because she found out that her male co-host was making more than double her salary. And she said she had no idea. So in obviously because
made?
Of...
What's the, what is this say. Show? I don't know the show. I don't know who her co-host is. I don't know anything
her
about.
Co-host is Jason Kennedy. He's a super nice guy. He actually released a statement saying he had no idea that he was making twice as much as Kat. Kat was at the network before he was, and they've done the same thing for the last 10 years.
There's no news here. This is typical of what goes on. The sexist thinking of these guys. This is so replete. Women haven't been paid equal to men, never mind in the entertainment business, in industry, in finance. The only place where you get a fair shake is in the public sector, like when you're a teacher. You have to get paid according to scale and degrees and length of time teaching and that kind of stuff. But men have been screwing around with women and their pay for years. And it's not. This is no news.
Well,
she's got the balsam to quit. That tells something about her.
She said that she could not. She said, how can I operate with integrity and stay at E if they're not willing to pay me the same as my co-host?
Right. Yeah.
And she said, or even at least come close. And she said, I how can I accept an offer that shows
so
they don't value me?
So did she ask and they said no?
Yes.
Is that,
when she
really?
Found out, she said, how can I accept an offer from E? They wanted to extend her contract. And she said that it doesn't value my contributions and parallel dedication after all these years. I agree with her. This is an outrage.
Some of the big people, Casey Kasem, Ryan Seacrest has a lot of power at E. If he wanted to make himself well framed in that community, he'd go to these people and say, all right.
But you know what the truth is? He may not have known.
I'm saying now publicly, you want to hire this woman back again? You want to fix it? I got a lot of business here. You like my business? I'll take it someplace else if you don't want to pay parity to the people that are working.
And that would be a wonderful move, and I know a lot of women would certainly applaud that, but yeah. I don't know how close he is with Kat Sadler. They've done red carpets together and you know, all the award shows and things, but I don't know. She's been a staple on the network. She's also 43, so I think there's some ageism happening here in Hollywood, and that's unfortunate, but, you know, it's just the whole thing. I was very surprised when I saw that this is trending now, and this is not great news at all. Mm. And Jason Kennedy, who's a really nice guy, and then her friend and co-host, he said he just feels terrible. He had no idea. I would not be surprised if we don't see a statement or some sort of a show of solidarity with her from Jason Kennedy, whether offering to lower his salary or whatever. That would not surprise me at all.
Why should he lower his salary to take care of what the corporation should be doing?
Well, I'm saying offer, you know, that we talked about the Big Bang Theory, some of the other cast members, you know, evening everything out.
And that was more appropriate there than it is in this circumstance. So there's our first bit of TV news. We'll have some more coming up in a few moments. Other people in the news. Mandy Kaling has had her
first child.
Mindy. That is, so what's the baby's name is Catherine. What's she best known for, Mindy Kaling?
She's been on The Office. She was on The Mindy Project. She is just a comedian who's written on a lot of different shows. Am I missing any? Is it me or The Office and The Mindy Project?
Who's the father?
We don't know.
Really? It's one of those deals.
Well,
she doesn't know who the father is.
Do you know
who the father is?
We don't know if she knows. I'm sure she knows who the father is. She just has not been public about a relationship or a sperm donor. I don't know. We don't know. She's keeping that private.
All right, next person in focus here is Rob Lowe, who threw a big bash for the firefighters battling the blazes in California. There's a picture floating around where he posed with a group of the crew members who've been working against this massive Thomas fire, and it's grown closer to homes in Montecito, where Lowe lives. He wrote, quote, "Thank you to all the crews from all over the country who stood tall and saved my town." There's another shot showing him enjoying with these heroes a home-cooked meal, buffet, burgers, spaghetti, that kind of stuff. "Dinner for new friends at our house," was the caption. So the flames came pretty close to his house at times.
Some of the pictures that he posted, it looks as if the fire was just in his backyard, practically.
Yeah, pretty scary stuff for them. All right, one other person in the news. And that's Sarah Palin's son. As you figure more and more or figure around what the police are saying, what the family is saying, this was apparently a case of post-traumatic stress disorder. The kid threatened, Track Palin is his name. He's been in the service. He's a vet. He was charged with first-degree burglary, fourth-degree assault, criminal mischief. He went into his family's home, broke into it, beat up his father. His father had a gun because he had called his father and said, "I'm going to come over and beat you up." And apparently he was, according to Sarah, freaking out on some kind of medication.
Wow.
So the affidavit at the police station claims that Track told his father that he was coming over to beat his ass. And then when the gun was pulled, Track said, shoot me.
Oh, I really hope that he can get some help.
Yeah. Well, but this is indicative of the kinds of problems that people are having who have been in the service. We give them this lip service, thank you for your service. There's even a movie around now that's called Thank You for Your Service. I think Woody Harrelson is in it. I saw a preview. I haven't seen the movie. But it's the same old stuff. Everybody talks a good game.
Yep.
When's the last time you called your congressman and said, take care of these people or I'm not voting for you? Who does that?
A lot of people do that, though.
But really, they ought to be doing it.
Yeah, people do care about this, and a lot of people do call their congressmen and email and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, they ought to be.
I just don't know if it's working, but people are. This is something that people care about.
There's so much BS when it comes to this stuff. They send these kids to war, meaningless places, doing meaningless stuff. It doesn't protect. I saw something this morning, thank you. Early on this morning, I was looking at some stuff, and one of the things that was highlighted in this overview of men who are in the service, thank you for protecting and saving our freedom. How the hell does blowing up a village in the Middle East protect our freedom? Unless you are really, if you after Daesh and you're getting at them, but the whole Iraqi war didn't protect, it wasn't about that, and Afghanistan wasn't either. So, that's nonsense. Anyway.
Well, as a pacifist, I agree with you, so I don't have much else to offer to that.
Here's something I want to offer to your consideration. Those of you who are excited about Christmas, you have somebody in your life that you really love, and you can't figure out what the right thing is to give to him or her. So I'm going to suggest to those of you who have a little extra cash around and would like to take a fabulous trip for almost 2 weeks to Hawaii with me, now is the time to come to that person's aid. What a surprise on Christmas morning if he or she opens up an envelope and there's a picture of me in it. And with that is an invitation to come along on 13 days of fabulous fun all over the Hawaiian Islands. Not just one, but all four of the islands. The folks at YMT Tours are well known for their traveling from the mainland to places like Hawaii. The experience will be something that you'll talk about for the rest of your life. I know that. I've had over the years four or five or six of these tours, and they've been okay, Caribbean, places like that. But this is something that when you experience it, you will know that you've had something that was worth your time and your attention. And it's inexpensive. It really is. I was looking at what somebody wrote about the last time they took one of these trips over there. We were very satisfied, like the balance of planned sightseeing, all the islands, the leisure days that we had on the beach, that sort of thing. I especially like the submarine trip for two. I don't know about that. Then there are people who write about swimming with the turtles and that kind of stuff. So, anyway, the departure is scheduled for, I believe, March 14th. You want to get in on the ground level? Great savings and a great opportunity. 877-900-4574 for more information. You can go to the DJV Show website. Look for the banner ad for YMT, Your Man Tours, the YMT travel fair, the information on the tour and the whole thing, or just call and get started the conversation. 877-900-4574.
Show them your love, show them you care, give senses cash, your gift gets there. Come to a store, their hearts will soar, best gift is cash, gift they'll adore.
Get your gifting needs wrapped up today with Western Union. For $5, send up to $50 for pickup at over 43,000 U.S. agent locations. This is sending the best gift of all. This is Western Union. Fees and taxes may vary by brand, channel, and location and are subject to change without notice. NMLS 906983.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Because of this song, in part of it. Play, Craig doesn't really care, right? It's such a great story. She sounds a lot like me when he hits those high notes.
Exactly.
John Legend. Yes. An uncanny resemblance. John Legend cast in the title role of the next live musical on NBC, Jesus Christ Superstar. He's an Oscar winner, a Tony winner, 10-time Grammy winner. Joins the team of executive producers for the musical titled Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert. Probably neither of you have ever seen Jesus Christ Superstar.
I know some of the songs from it.
Yeah, it really is. I remember I was in my 20s in the 1970s when it came out, and it was...
I get it mixed up with Godspell a lot, which I know
Yeah,
was
Godspell
totally
was cool as well, yeah. It was totally different, but it was around the same time.
Yeah.
The lyricist says John Legend is a superstar. As a performer, his voice is infectious and effortless. As an actor, he's believable and honest. I'm thrilled he'll be able to share his portrayal of Jesus with those who come to see this. It'll be,
I can't wait to
watch
see this.
Yeah. Well, but it won't be on until next December, right?
No, Easter Sunday.
No, it's
Sunday.
Easter
April
Sunday.
1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper is going to be in this?
Yeah, remember we talked about that last week? He's going to play King Herod.
Right. Yeah, baddie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. By the way, this goes back to 1971, Jesus Christ Superstar. Godspell, I think, was 73, 74, like in there, if I'm not mistaken. This is a rock opera in front of a live audience at the Marcy Armory in Brooklyn's Williamsburg neighborhood when they do it on the air live Easter Sunday, which is April 1st this next year. All right, so there's some music and TV news put together. Let's keep moving in the music department because this portion of each hour of the DJV show is dedicated to musical information. And next up in the focus, Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks. He has a cute nickname for his wife, apparently. They are both platinum-selling, multiple Grammy Award-winning, CMA Award-winning legends from the country world. They've been married for 12 years, three of which they've spent on the road. Can you imagine that? They've been on the road constantly for 3 years.
But it's better to be together.
Trisha says in an interview, yeah, of course it is. One thing that she has yet to achieve, getting Garth to drop his nickname for her. Garth calls her Queen. And she says, quote, I've said, Garth, we've been married for 12 years. We've known each other for 26 years. You can call me Trisha. It's cool. She continues, but he still does it now. He has other people doing it as well. Other people now say, so what does the Queen think?
There could be worse nicknames.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, the boss. The Queen says that she's happy to come home for Christmas after 400 shows on the road.
Jeez.
And the album they came out with together this year, Christmas Together, have a whole lot of togetherness, that's for sure. And that works well for people sometimes, and other times it doesn't. Some people are not destined to be together all the time as a married couple, and some people are. As I think if you really care about someone and the mix is good,
yeah,
then it's okay.
Yep.
I mean, every once in a while they probably get on each other.
Faith Hill and Tim McGraw on tour together. They seem to love it. It's good for their marriage.
Yearwood says, the end of the year, holidays are special. What I love about Christmas is you get the chance to be your best self. I encourage everybody at the holidays to just be a bit more patient. Look people in the eye on the street and say, Merry Christmas. Yes, that's what I do. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Say I love you to the appropriate people. That goes a long way as well. So, I love you, Victoria. I love you, Kara. I love everybody. I love Norton. It's 28 past the hour.
It's time to play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
In today's Automotive News, Hyundai get into the youthful CUV market with offering a young, sprightly new millennial transportation vehicle. 60% of all vehicles sold over the next year will be light trucks and SUVs, and Hyundai are right on mark. The Hyundai Kona is expected to have sporty driving characteristics and is built for the urban adventurer. It would not be a Hyundai without leading safety and technology, along with an advanced infotainment system. That system includes an 8-inch infotainment screen, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and the exterior design is called Smart Armor. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit reputationdefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now 34 at the hour. Merry Christmas, everybody. How do you do? The crowning glory of the year is the Christmas season for me. How well people feel about being with each other, their families, etc. And that's no different here on the DJV show. I miss Jennifer, who'll be back tomorrow. That's the last time we'll hear from anybody until after Christmas, because we're going to do something this year that I have actually never done. This is a first for me. And it isn't my decision. In a sense, it isn't. I said yes when the lady said, how about Christmas? Let's not do a program on Christmas. I have prided myself over the years, not just in the 29 years that I've done the morning program here, the syndicated morning program, but all of my radio career since I was a kid. I remember the first year I was married, which was when I was 23. Well, even before that, I was on the air when I was a teenager, but I had a real job in radio by the time I was 19 or 20. And I don't know why it started. It's maybe just because I grew up on the farm and I have that 24-hour a day, 7-day a week mentality. And somebody said, well, we can't get anybody to do Christmas. Can you come in? And I said, of course, without even thinking about it. I didn't even know what else was going on in my life, but I said, sure, yeah, I'll be happy to do it. So from the time I was 20, literally, ladies, from the time when I was 20 years old, Christmas when I was 20, until Christmas last year, every single Christmas that was on a weekday, I was on the air live. So how many? That's 50, however many years.
A lot of Christmases.
Yep.
Yeah, change is good sometimes.
Listen to the whippersnapper. So Karen says, I got to go somewhere with my parents. I don't know what she said, but I said, okay, let's just not be live on Christmas and New Year's. So we'll have some outtakes, actually. Maybe listen. That's not like listening to a good podcast, not only of the DJV show, but we're going to take excerpts from different other programs that I do, like Good Day Health, The American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, we won't do the countdown show, we'll do the Hidden Power and the Fan. So you get an exposure to a lot of the different things that you might not have exposure to if your station only has the DJV show on. So that'll be how we keep you company on Christmas and New Year's, and I hope that it's good. I hope you like it. At any rate, and I didn't do it under protest. I didn't say, now we really have to figure out how to do this. I just felt like I was going with the flow. So,
doesn't it feel good?
It doesn't feel anything, actually. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel bad. It just feels okay.
Well, where will you be waking up on Christmas morning? That's probably the question.
I will wake up at Megan's house on Christmas morning.
Okay, so that's really nice to wake up in your daughter's house. I know.
But she's not there.
Well,
I'm going to be there taking care of the dogs.
They'll be there by the afternoon, right?
No, they're going to spend Christmas after we have Miles' birthday on Friday. Saturday, they're going to some other family event that's a three-day event over the weekend. They'll be back on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then Megan's birthday is Wednesday. And I'm starting this is my annual sort of trek west. It starts, and I stay there for the most part over the next almost 4 months. Much time as I can spend there, I will be there. Month of January, a lot of things going on here, but I'll escape the cold because it's kind of like doing the Christmas show. I haven't spent a winter in the cold since 1984 or 1985, somewhere in there. So it's been 40 years of me escaping.
And you
and
too.
Bob, and I started. No, was that? That's 30 years. I started. Bob invited me to come work at KVC in 1993. So that's when I started my focus on California in the early 90s. Go ahead. What'd you talk about?
Well, you do have this. I don't know what to call it, but it's a very bizarre coincidence or ability that every single time you leave the East Coast, we get hit with the worst weather.
A couple of neighbors of mine noticed that.
You escape. Yes. You literally escape.
When
you're
on
the plane as the weather system is coming in.
And that, by the way, is not an exception to the circumstance this year. I'm going to California tomorrow just before the bad weather blows in here for the weekend. There are a couple of really big storm systems. And not only will the East Coast get it, but the Midwest, the far west, up to Montana, Idaho, down the Rockies, there's a big storm system. And it's going to collide. The storm system coming from the west is going to collide with one moving up from the south, out of Texas and into Mississippi. That's where it is today. They'll be by Friday up here in the northeast, where you are, Karen, Washington, where you are, Victoria, New York, and up in Boston and north. Up to Halifax, these storms will produce a lot of wind. And maybe even because of the clash of the warm and the cold, it's kind of like an April scenario when the tornado season starts. Mm. It's the same, that's the same feel to it. A lot of heavy rain in the southeast today, a lot of thunderstorms, Florida, Georgia, that's the area. As a matter of fact, some areas could see 4 inches of rain today. Then the second storm from the northwest moves across, as I said, it's in Seattle, goes across. It's actually down into California as well. So maybe I'll have some rain to...
That's not going to happen. The clouds will just somehow magically move away as you land.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, exactly. So that's the story. There's a lot of cold air, too. My God, it was cold here. You posted a picture from Sunday when I was out on the tractor.
Yeah.
It was like 17 here, and it's in the 40s. As a matter of fact, we had 50 here yesterday.
Yeah,
and
same.
And I think, let me see if I can see I have a little meter that goes over to the barn. Right now it's 38 at the barn. So that's a lot warmer. It'll be lucky in the next week to get out of the teens here in the Northeast. And even where you are, I think New York and down to Washington will be very cold.
The rest of this week looks okay. I think maybe it starts to take a turn for colder on Christmas Day.
Right, yeah. So that's the weather forecast for Christmas. The situation, as long as I'm on the travel binge here, airline travel, the business, if we were to do the year in review for travel, it would be highlighted by that United flight where the doctor was dragged off the plane.
Mm.
Right? But yet they've recovered from that, and I don't know whether they've changed or not. It's hard to know.
Yeah.
Trump administration canceled the rule to make it easier to find out how much you have to pay to check a bag. That's a big scam. I had an argument, I guess it was an argument, maybe, last night on the... I use American because they have five flights a day between Boston and Los Angeles, and that's the route I travel the most, and it makes it most convenient. The way they run the airline is a travesty. It is just disgusting how these people run this airline, and the rules change every 5 minutes to get upgrades and do all kinds of other stuff. And I guarantee you, if you're on a plane this week, next week during the high travel period, you ask the person next to you or ask everybody in the plane how much they paid for their ticket, every single person will tell you something different. Because the way they package this stuff together, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
747 stopped flying. United colors, most of the other, Delta still has some 747s, but most of the other, the international carriers are still using them.
I thought all U.S. carriers were now finished with, I thought that was the big headline, that the 747 in the U.S. flew
with United.
Time.
United is not flying 747s anymore. Delta still has
all of them did.
a bunch of them. No, Delta still is running a bunch of them to Asia. But they're being replaced fairly quickly by the 777, the extended range 777-300, which carries almost as many passengers. Imagine that. Two engines carry what four used to have to in these planes.
Those are big engines, though, when you look out the window and you see how big they look.
Yeah, they are. And the new 787 is a very good medium-size long-range aircraft that's doing very well. So you'll see a lot of that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, in a moment, we are going to focus on some more last-minute holiday gift ideas to help you out right after this.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
44 past the hour on the DJV show. Joining us now is Molly Novarbeka. There I am with my... Whenever you put two ERs together with another ER, my New England accent gets lost, Molly. Molly Novarbeka is a beauty and lifestyle editor, a former beauty director of Women's Health magazine. So she has had a lot of fun over the years with the beauty products especially. So let's start with that, Molly. Holiday gift ideas for men to give to women. Have you got any good suggestions there?
Well, actually, I've got three different things that are going to help you de-stress for the holidays and take care of yourself and keep you healthy. So the first one is for you. You can make a stocking stuffer. Absolutely. It would be great for that. But I always like to keep coldies with me at all times, and you should too, and here's why. As you were just talking about all that weather kicking in, it is the time of the cold. It's when you're going to start feeling those symptoms, those first symptoms, and that's when you want to take coldies. When you start to feel that little something brewing in your throat or in your sinuses, That's the time. And what it does is it helps shorten the length of your cold by 42%, and that's nearly half. I mean, that's significant. This has been clinically studied at both Dartmouth and the Cleveland Clinic, totally legit. And when you go to the store, this is something that the pharmacists trust. It's the number one recommended lozenge. So you come in, you tell them your symptoms, they're going to steer you right to Coldies because it works that well. Uh-huh. Two different forms for everybody to choose. There's the lozenges, of course, which I think everyone's most familiar with. The gummies, which are great for the whole family. I personally give those to my kids every time they start feeling bad. Then the quick melts and the oral sprays. You can find this everywhere, as you, I'm sure you know. And you can go on to Coldies.com for more information about them and find out about the ingredients and how it works.
All right. There's a yes, big yes there. What else have you got?
Yes. Well, it's also the time of year of traveling, which I know you were just talking about, and shopping, endless days of shopping, and holiday parties. And we as women, sometimes we need a quick pick-me-up to help us feel refreshed and rejuvenated. And for that, I would recommend the Simply Summer's Eve Cleansing Cloths. These are something that's perfect because they're totable. They're great for those super busy days when you're on the go. And what they do is they help balance the body's natural pH level by wiping away any odor-causing bacteria. But they're gentle for sensitive skin. They're hypoallergenic. They've been both clinically and gynecologist tested for safety. They're alcohol-free. And like I said, they're portable. So you've got two different options here to choose from. The soft pack, which is great for sort of leaving at home, but it's not too big if you want to throw it in your travel bag too. And then they did these genius little individual packets. So you can just grab one, toss it in your purse, toss it in your gym bag for later. It's great for that. Two fragrances, coconut water and mandarin blossom. These are widely available as well at Matt's Free Tailors or Amazon.com under $5. And you can go to summersEve.com for more information there.
All right. So we're doing, we got two for three here. We're talking about last-minute holiday gift ideas to take care of the stress as much as anything else. There are a few little things here that may not have been on the top of people's minds, so keep going with one more good overall suggestion, Molly.
Exactly. Well, it's also the time of the year where you start to feel a little bit of pressure, right? You've got a calendar full of holiday parties and events. You want to look amazing. You know you're going to see everybody you know, old friends, new friends, family. So beauty matters. But what we don't want to stress about is our hair. And with this time of year comes the weather elements that make it feel dry, make it a little puffy, make it get frizzy. And honestly, like, these are exactly the issues that I suffer with my hair. I have naturally curly hair. So I love the John Frieda Frizz Ease Daily Nourishment Collection. Three products, a shampoo, a conditioner, and a leave-in conditioner. It helps because it makes your hair humidity resistant. It helps decrease breakage. It helps improve the conditioning of your hair so it feels soft, silky, and smooth. All things that we want, like, beyond the holidays. We want it all year long as well. So no frizz, no flyaways, truly manageable hair. Products are super affordable, $5.99 each, and again, available at mass retailers. JohnFrieda.com for more information there.
All right. So what have you done this year, Molly Baker, that you've never done before in terms of getting things for people in your family, those on your list? What have you done that's different?
I think this is the first year that I did more ordering online than I actually did going into stores. I used to love spending the whole day shopping and going store to store and checking things off my list of what I need. I did most of it this year online, and I actually loved it. Dare I say that? I really love that.
Well, it's pretty amazing, but you look at the, like, Toys R Us is closing 200 stores of their 870 because people are doing, as you suggested, they're going into the store. I mean, they're going online to buy things instead of actually into the store, and I think that's the case here. You can order a lot of these things online. Thank you. Good tips, holiday gift ideas, relieving the stress somewhat as we get closer and closer to the magic day. Molly Nover-Baker here on the DJV Experience at 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And
And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators Year-End Flooring Clearance Sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
For this the other day. Home Alone. One of the worst. Isn't it a Christmas movie?
Oh my God. You're the only person. Little, you are
guy,
the. It's not violent. You're the only person.
Cans of paint hits Joe Pesci over the head.
Yeah, because Joe Pesci is trying to rob him. Come on.
Yeah.
Self defense.
Yeah. He's protecting his house.
Yeah.
These are all good points, Doug.
You are the only person who feels that way about Home
You're
Alone.
Literally the only person on the planet.
Of course I'm the only person.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations to
bah,
you for
humbug.
Being the only person
only
on the
person
planet who doesn't like
in
Home Alone.
Captivity. Okay. So, Chucker, you obviously have a good reason for having the ladies take a shot at me after I made my comments about Home Alone. So what's going on from the Home Alone department? Macaulay Culkin.
We're just counting down the days to Christmas with some Christmas-themed movies. I think, listen, Roadrunner Violence and A Big Heart makes Home Alone a Christmas classic.
Really?
Yes, I believe so. Actually, I believe that's one of the best Christmas movies of all time.
Really?
I do believe that.
Right. It's right up there with Miracle on 34th Street.
I think so.
Of course it is, yes. All right,
you know,
Chuck
really,
Curry.
Seriously.
Oh,
I'm,
come on.
I'm very seriously.
I know
I'm
you
very serious.
Yeah,
okay.
I get it. Okay. Chuck Curry. That's a movie fan. More silly stuff like this and some predictions about the Christmas. The movie's opening today for Christmas, the Christmas weekend. Stand by for that next year.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
Going in on group holiday gifts or planning the family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
One-third of Christmas money is going towards tech gifts. Here's the latest.
The new VTech Pan and Tilt camera that monitors your home. The camera's pan and tilt capability lets you move and zoom the camera all from your phone.
For the traveler on your gift list?
Around 2 pounds, the touchscreen LG Gram laptops are among the lightest with up to 15 hours of battery life.
And who doesn't like a smartphone?
One of my favorites, the LG Q6, has a 5.5-inch display and a wide-angle front camera to get more people in those group selfies.
All right, so Chucker. There are a lot of people who are writing things, some good, some not so good, that are sort of counter to what some of the people you're always referencing, Rotten Tomatoes, for example, and CinemaScore, and some of the other outfits that are all used for some people to decide whether they should see a movie or not see a movie.
I think there's a bigger problem developing, though. It's called trolling, and what's going on.
What is it? What is trolling?
There's some people. I don't know if they're entities, but they set up these fan sites, or they go on the user divisions of, say, Rotten Tomatoes, and they'll start posting bad review after bad review after bad review. And in a lot of cases, some of these reviews are posted before the movie's even released.
Well, aren't these the same people though using different place. Can't people just repost?
Yes.
And
yes, that's what's going
person.
On, and it's done simply because people have nothing better to do with their time, and for whatever reason, they get some sort of thrill out of trying to destroy certain entities. I know it goes on with The Walking Dead, a show that I love, because every time I watch an episode, I look at my wife and daughter and say, boy, that was great TV. I go online and I start reading stuff, and it's the exact opposite opinion that I have, and I know when I see something good. I know it's odd, it's subjective. I get that. Yeah. But some of this stuff, honestly, is becoming vicious, and it's really hurting some of the bigger entities. I know it's hurt Warner Brothers in their superhero DC division, because the venom against some of that stuff is way, way...
Well, but the movie made
$400
million the first weekend, for God's sakes. How's that bad?
Listen, we booked it at a theater. I see the reaction of people walking out of the theater. Most people love it. Yeah. I love The Last Jedi. If there's naysayers around the edges, that's fine. But some of the internet stuff is just way out of control in terms of negativity.
Well, I think that applies to the entire society, I think. Chuck.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.